Jesus was hated. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. John chapter 15 verses 18 to 23. The world shall hate disciples. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. Matthew chapter 10 verses 21 to 22. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Matthew chapter 24 verses 9 to 11. And now come I to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. John chapter 17, 13 to 14. Salvation will require endurance. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew chapter 24 verses 9 to 14. This is really important. You have to know this. The world hated Jesus, and it will hate his true disciples. Hatred, betrayal, and persecution are the sure marks of following the one whom the world rejected. Yet salvation belongs to those who endure to the end, holding fast to his word, unwavering in love and faithfulness. The kingdom will not belong to the faint-hearted, but to those who overcome through Christ, no matter the cost.